Good morning. It's 2nd of July. Our middle reading today is Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to read it to you from Brother Ray Willetts once again. And in this section, Brother Ray runs through chapters 58 and 59 into chapter 60. I read. Israel appeared to be a people that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. But they only appeared to be like that. They fasted, yet in the wrong spirit. Their fasting led to strife and contention. They appeared to men to fast as they afflicted themselves with sackcloth and ashes and bowed their heads. This sort of fasting was man-made. The only fast under the law of Moses was the Day of Atonement, when the nation gathered together to be cleansed of their sins. The fast that God required was to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Deal I bread to the hungry when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. That's from verses 6 and 7. For us, the message is that faith without works is dead, being alone. The work of righteousness is peace. Peace with God. Had they attempted to carry out the ordinance of God, the result would have been different. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Verses 9 to 11. Our thoughts go now into chapter 59. Jesus came to make the law honourable. And like Aaron, the high priest, he clothed himself with the linen garments of righteousness, becoming the saviour of men. Being zealous for the things of God, he became the judge of all men. Verse 17. Shortly he will stand forth in judgment and repay men according to their deeds. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me, as Jesus says in Matthew 25. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, Isaiah 59 verse 20, at a time when the nations are in ignorance of God's ways. The light of the knowledge of the Lord will go out from Jerusalem, and the nations will go there to learn of God's ways. Jerusalem will arise from obscurity and become the city of the great King, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. The work of righteousness shall be peace. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. God's kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, which shall not be destroyed. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. The promise is sure. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. The land of Israel will become the centre of the world, and as such will enjoy many benefits. Isaiah describes these in chapter 60, using the reign of Solomon as a type. After the warlike reign of David, peace came with Solomon. His God-given wisdom and righteous reign impressed the surrounding nations, and Solomon gathered together great riches and goods of all kinds. The temple was built to be a house of prayer for all peoples, and the prosperity of the time was aptly described in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 15. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones. A statement paralleled in Isaiah by, For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver. So, as so often in these thoughts, we end by saying, May that day come soon. Thank you for listening to me.